We are back with another podcast. Let's go around and introduce ourselves. Let's start with you, Paula. What are you up to? What's your name? Who you are?
I think I'm Paula. I'm Paula, although sometimes I want to change my name. I'm Paula, and I have two boys, Joshua, who's 11, and Wilbur, who's 8. I have a husband who is acts like he's 8, but is 36. And we have two dogs, Bertie and Scooby.
Full household. What about you, Grace?
I am Grace. I have two girls. They are called Edith and Olive. They're 6 and 3, and I'm married to Fraser, and we have a cat and a dog.
Good. My name is Ivan. I've had one girl. Her name's Faith, and my wife Christy. And between the three of us, we all play a part in our church. I'm the children youth director. Grace is our children's team lead, and Paula is one of the team key leaders in our children youth team. So, and not only that, there's other things that you guys do. Grace, you've still got another business that you're running in this time. Looking after Paul, you're a governor. Paul, you're a governor of schools. Just in terms of our busy life, your busy lives, our busy lives, there's a lot kind of going on. We're kind of in this weird phase now, and we've just started half term and been kind of thinking about this. And I thought the title for our podcast this evening would be Half Term Break. Or is it, are we really on a break, or is there other things going on? Have we kind of stopped a few things and picked up a whole bunch of other things? So let's dive straight in. Grace, we're in this half-term break. Is it being on a break, or is the routine coming in, or is it harder being on this break without anything going on?
So I am fortunately on annual leave this week. So we should have been on holiday, like many people have had to cancel going on holiday. And my husband's on annual leave, I'm on annual leave. So we all just decided to have a break. However, I think my eldest especially is reacting to that this week. I don't know whether she's just tired of the whole lockdown thing, or whether it's the reaction from going from a routine to, I mean, we still vaguely have lunch and breakfast and those sorts of things, throw them food at some time in the day.
Whatever sticks is, that's the right amount.
Yeah, you're like, if you can catch it, eat it. That's where we are now. But I don't know whether it's a reaction to that, or whether it's, just that she's tired and fed up and missing her friends, that she's really struggling this week. Whereas me and my husband have kind of like crawled to half term, and now we're like, yay, nobody, and we're like being able to sit out in the evening because it's lovely weather. And so we're really enjoying that. She's not enjoying that so much.
Sure.
So yeah, that is where we are.
And we were just chatting a bit before, you took it upon yourselves to build a retaining wall, not what I would call a break. you decided to challenge yourselves a little as well this too.
Yeah, I'm one of those annoying people. It's not annoying to me, but it's clearly annoying to everybody else in my life. I don't sit still very well. I like to be doing. So it's just not – my dream holiday would never be a lounge by the pool holiday. It would be like a – I'd have to be like getting up and going to look at a site of interest or something like that. I couldn't just lie there. It would drive me bonkers. So I was like, well, we're not going to the Isle of Wight anymore, Fraser. So we could – you know those railway sleepers that have been sat on the side of the garden for a while? We can put those in and build the retaining wall. So my poor husband in the whatever degree heat today was digging a nice trench down ready to build them. So he's loving it. He's loving it, really. He's going to go back to work for a rest.
The poor guy's just come off night shifts as well, for those of you who don't know poor Fraser. Oh, goodness.
He loves it, really.
What about you, Paula? What's it like in your household?
So my husband is still working, and that's killing me. No, it's not. He's got tomorrow and Friday off, so I've sort of crawled to tonight. I think we found it in the Easter break as well, that not having a routine, I find really hard. So this week has been better than Easter. Easter was a real sort of crash landing of, but this week's been better than that. I think probably because I was prepared and I've got a few things sort of up my sleeve to get done. The boys need a break from schoolwork. Like, I realise that and appreciate that. And I appreciate not having every hour going, right, next thing, next thing, next thing. But it is hard. I think they're both at an age, they both like video gaming. So I feel like I'm constantly, right, off consoles now, I'll just finish my go, I'll just finish my go. And, sure. So I spent half my life trying to get them off of an electronic. So I think it is a break and we do need that break from schoolwork. However, especially my youngest, it's a bit of a slump this week. He's bored. He's had enough. He's an extrovert. He wants to be with his friends. He wants to be entertained every minute of the day. Like his dad. And, he just is finding this really hard. He's very up and down with his emotions. He sort of wants to be entertained and have lots to do, but equally then you find something to do and he'll sort of go, oh, I don't want to do that. Like his drum lesson this evening. Mm. I don't want to do that. And so I said to Stephen, I think he might have like childhood depression. Oh. And Stephen said, don't overanalyze it, Paula. Like he's just a bit down in the dumps because he's bored and he's wants to go back to school. It's like 10 weeks. That's almost double a school, like a summer holiday. So so I think and the weather's gorgeous, which helps. And we've got the paddling pool out and things. So it's definitely, it does feel like a break, but it's a bit same. I'm trying to find a polite way of saying same stuff. Different day. That's it. Same panda. Stuff.
Yeah, I think we're in a similar boat. Faith is just needing that constant attention, not in a bad way by any means. Just kind of stopping the schoolwork, which is a good thing, just to kind of a break from that. But it's trying to keep this six-year-old, going on seven, occupied now, 24 hours a day, it's just kind of taking the wind out of us. And, Christy's, got this half term off, and also just kind of all of us kind of crawled to the half term, got there, and now it's like, well, how do we kind of catch up? How do we get some rest in? And still kind of maintain, this entertainment, not the entertainment, I mean, but, keep the 6-year-old going and happy and thriving. And, something you said, in the last podcast, Paula, was you can fix, broken learning, but you can't fix broken people. It's harder to fix broken people. So we've just really tried to like make sure we're available for her. And just trying to find the balance of that and exhausting ourselves so that we are no longer available for her. So I think things are easier. But I think the break in it is we've just taken a break from school. We've actually had to replace it with, probably more outings. Christy's been great. Getting Faith out, whilst I carry on working. But they're coming back trying to, get things going again. And we've just had to kind of say, look, there's definitely a point in the day where everybody's just down in tools. Just say, hey, it's okay for us just to like have 45 minutes where we're not picking up anything, and just okay with that, okay that you probably watching a bit too much TV at that time, but, just that we all have that break from each other. With that in mind, and a couple of things, and certainly this is not a political podcast or anything, a couple of weeks ago, it was announced that, you know, there's a bit more freedom coming in terms of getting out more, you know, please enjoy the parks and the picnics, you know, at a safe space and all that sort of stuff. Is it harder to have a little bit of freedom, or is it better to have none? You know, kind of given where everybody's moving to at this point. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've certainly noticed that social distancing probably hasn't worked really well in the last week or so. And has the kind of little bit of freedom we have made us yearn for what it was like? Any thoughts, Paula?
I think it's made it harder because I'm not really clear on what we are supposed to do. And I think there are actually some things that we were doing that we shouldn't have been doing. So, for example, we had been going to my parents' house and sitting in the garden, like I would take the boys, and we'd sit in the garden 2 meters apart from each other and have a picnic in the garden, not in a house, but in the garden. And I thought that was okay. And actually the new stuff coming out makes me, when they say, oh, one person meet in the garden. And I thought, oh, we've been doing that. So it's actually probably made me a bit more cautious because I didn't realize we were doing the wrong thing. So, I think it's just not particularly clear. And I think some people are taking it on themselves to make decisions. So we went for a walk today and we've got a big field in the center of our village. And, there were a few families together sort of sat on having a picnic and all the children closely together and playing. And, I could just see Wilbur sort of stop and watch and stare. And I just thought it's really tricky. I'm not judging them. It's their call. You know, that's what, if they want to do, maybe they're a bit confused about what they're allowed to do as well. But then it's then very hard because Wilbur sees that and we're not letting him see his friends. So then we're having to explain to him why we're not letting him do that. And then I think, oh, does he think this is some sort of weird thing where mum and dad are just stopping him going to school and seeing his friends? Yeah. So we're just keeping him a prisoner. I'm like, trust me, love. If I could get rid of you for 5 minutes, I would. I think that was that was quite hard today to see that. And it just makes you doubt yourself and what you're doing. So I think it's harder.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. What about you, Grace?
I think that the coming out of lockdown, I kind of envisaged at the very beginning of all of this, like we knew it was coming for a week or so, and like the three of us were in the office, weren't we, getting things together ready for it, you know, this to happen, because we knew it was kind of, I just envisaged the end of it, like almost like the gates opening and everybody running out again, like it would stop as suddenly as it started. And now as it's like drip feeding us back into normal life, I think it's harder than when it finished because you're just wondering now about how it's all going to work out and how you're going to feel when it. And as my eldest is struggling a bit at the moment, she hasn't been to a supermarket or anything yet. And we've got to go and do that tomorrow. And me and my husband sat tonight and we were like, should we take her just so she feels, you know, a bit. But then you start to think about it, don't you? Like something you haven't done yet. You're like, will that be okay? Won't it be okay? I don't, and there aren't, you know, there's not, like you say, Paula, there's not a manual on, like, section 10, supermarkets, what you should do with your child. And we're having to make all of these decisions, but every single part of our life that we didn't even think of before. So, I'm certainly finding the coming back into things. There's either some kind of step where, like you say, Paula, you think, oh, the rules seem like more than what I've already been doing. And then there's some things where you're like, oh, we could sit in the park. I don't know if I want to sit on a park bench or whether I want to do that or whether so I think it's just processing your feelings about it at every stage, but that's also exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I, like you said, with the children, with the supermarket, I've had two instances. So I've taken both boys now to a shop where they haven't been for a couple of months. And Wilbur, because he's been struggling, one night I said to Stephen, I'm just going to take him tomorrow morning. We're going to be at Tesco's 8 o'clock and we're going to buy a paddling pool. He loves water. I thought we'll get some water pistols. And all I could think of, and all I did think of, was his excitement about it.
Yeah.
And we got to the supermarket door and he froze and went, I'm really nervous. And I suddenly thought, he'd not been in a shop for like 2 months. And all this stuff, you know, all this queuing around in the car park, and was totally alien to him because I've been doing it every week. I'm used to it. And I hadn't even considered that, about how it would be weird for him to see people with masks on and queuing differently. And then yesterday we went, I took my eldest and we went to the garden centre. And I thought, he's being really weird. And he was so nervous. I could see him, he was being better at social distancing than me. He was watching, making sure he wasn't going near. And he needed the toilet and went to use the toilet and came out and said, that's so weird. I haven't used a public toilet for 2 months.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even, and that made me feel really selfish because I thought, I've been so wrapped up in how I'm feeling and how it's weird for adults. I hadn't even given any consideration to that. Yeah. But I just sort of whipped him out the car and said, come on, let's go. And didn't even think about, you know, he's picked up on the news and all that stuff and probably listened to me coming home from Tesco's going, oh my goodness, it's so weird. And, I didn't give that any thought, but it's a big deal for him. And he'll be going back to school, all being well, he'll go back to school a week on Monday. Mm. And I thought, I've had to talk to him a bit tonight. I've talked to him a bit today about it and about, you know, what, you know, because the behaviour policy's changed. And I said to him, like, you really won't be able to pick your nose. Like, you really will get into trouble for picking your nose. So you need to stop that. Yeah, so it's just, it's just those things. Yeah,
I think, you know, much like you guys, it is just, we've certainly found it harder. And we kind of, in the process of talking to the in-laws / outlaws and kind of saying, you know, well, actually we could probably get together in a couple of weeks, and then hearing that there's still this, we still need to kind of keep our distance and guidance and stuff like that. And actually, how do you tell your children not to go and hug your grandparents? Do you know what I mean? So actually, yes, you've got this freedom, but actually it's really hard. You know, how do you say, let's get together as a family, as two families in a park, but like the kids can't play. So do you know what I mean? And although there is this kind of sense of, oh yeah, we've got a bit more freedom, we can probably get out of it more. Actually, you're even more kind of insulating, aren't you? You're kind of saying, okay, well, we just need to, like, it's going to be chaos out there now. Let's just, you know, I found myself kind of, I wasn't really too worried about gloves and masks, but particularly this week, kind of gone, maybe we need to think about that now, because there are going to be more people around. And Faith's really good. She's like putting a mask on and that sort of stuff. And she said something the other day. We had, we were doing some little videos for our church prayer meeting, and she just heard, we asked her what she was worried about. She said, I'm really worried about catching the coronavirus and then spreading it. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, huh, well, we never, again, you know, that never really processed for us. Mm-hmm. That actually, you know, she's just as worried about it as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we unpack it for them? It doesn't stop her from, you know, touching everything in the shop though. So we're having that conversation with her, but you know, we're kind of feeling the same about, the freedom is a bit more, it's a little more difficult than we expected it to be. Just going back a little, Paula, you mentioned Josh is going back to school in about a week. So schools are definitely opening. Some schools are definitely opening. How do we feel, Grace?
As I mentioned in the previous podcast, Edith, my eldest, is in year one, but her school is an infant school, so at the moment only reception is going back. We haven't heard anything further about that, so it kind of just feels, in my head now, I have September, possibly, in my head. I feel like if I plumb September and then they say, oh, middle of July or something, then it's better to go that way, isn't it, than the other. So I have just been thinking about how do I carry on this homeschooling thing for another term, but for another half term, like... that sounds like that sounds selfish to for me to think about it on my point of view, but my 6-year-old is very much a home girl and seems to be fine, but I've been thinking about what Paula said about the, you know, it's harder to fix broken people, and I just don't want, if our children are picking up on the message of the coronavirus without us being explicit about it, like you say about faith, you know, she's picked that up from somewhere, that message about passing it on. What is my 6-year-old picking up from me when my whole language and body language around homeschooling is negative? Like, I just don't want her to pick up, oh, mummy just has to wait till I've gone to bed. Mummy just has to crawl to half term. Mummy just has to, you know, I just don't want her to think back at the time and think, oh, mummy just had to put up with me till I got to bed. And I know some days are going to be like that, but I just don't want her whole time to, you know, to remember that. So I'm trying to think of like little ways that I can kind of turn that around in my own brain to say, like, what fun are we going to have today, rather than how am I going to survive this day? And even if that is my initial thought, because let's face it, probably will be, how do I just say that to myself to try and change my attitude around from it? I'm not saying that I will change my attitude around, but like, if she's not going back till September, you know, how am I going to survive this, and how is she going to, you know, not feel like I just don't want her to feel like a nuisance. And I know she probably won't, but.
And that's a 6-week summer holiday as well, isn't it? Killing me.
I think we are kind of we're going through this, I suppose we're all in together. We're having this faith is probably going to go back. Her school is in the process of, I don't know about you guys, Paula, but we've had to fill in a couple of questionnaires, and there's been little surveys going around and double checking everything. And then there was an email to double check that you were happy with this. And then it was almost like applying for your school choices again. So we're just waiting on a day for when it's going to go back. But even then, there's still kind of this in between that they're not going to go back every day, and there's going to be like, you know, we're still going to need to be doing some teaching in the middle of that. And like you, Grace, kind of going, we don't want this experience to be, I mean, it is tragic globally, but how do we soften the blow for our kids, you know, and it's not making it this heavy thing. And, you know, I've kind of gotten into a little bit of a habit with Faith, who was the best teacher today, and kind of it's pitted her, Christy and I against each other, you know, and it turned out to be a bit of a joke, but it's kind of, you could see that actually she's now playing us off each other a little. And but it's how do we create these memorable moments in this chaos that she's going to go, actually, you know, it was tough. But, you know, as a family, we got through and we had some really, really good times, you know. So that's what we're kind of plumbing for as well. What about you guys, Paula?
So Josh will go back. So the little ones at his school will go back next week. And then all being well, the year sixes will go back. So he'll go back the following week. The plan is for them to go back full time. So he'll go back for a normal school day, because they're older, they can cope with it. And so he'll go back full time. I think my biggest, I think it'll go either way having him back at school. So either my younger one will have my full attention and I can do everything with him for the day and that he'll thrive off that and be much happier, or he'll see Josh go back and think, oh, my playmate. Well, yeah. Playmate some of the time, like murderer other time.
WWE opponent.
Partner. Yeah, the opponent. The paddling pool is also doubled up as like a wrestling ring. It'll either be, I think it'll go one way or the other. I think, I won't take him with me to take Josh to school. So he'll be able to stay here with Stephen. So, because I think that will help him not going to school, but I think it's, I have absolutely every confidence that Josh will be safe at school and well and happy. You know, I've said before, I'm a governor at school, so I see all the risk assessment plans and all that stuff, and I have absolute faith that he'll be fine and happy, and all that stuff's been thought through. Mm. So it's not, that worry isn't there. He's not worried. I said, have you got any thoughts about it? And other than wanting to stay at home, he's not worried. He said, I'm not worried about getting ill. He said, if I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be fine. So he's quite okay about it. He's just waving at me. Good night. So, and also signing, I love you. No. night, lovely. Sorry, everyone. So he's not worried. So, and that helps that he's not worried. I mean, he doesn't want to go back. He'd much rather be at home. He's like Edith. He's a little home bird. So we're happy about him going back. I just have got that thought in my mind of how it's going to affect Wilbur. But we'll work it through, you know, like we've done for the last 10 weeks. You just work it through. You cry, you pray, you scream. Yeah. My husband had to text.
Chocolate.
You eat a lot of chocolate. But my husband, we did have a terrible, this isn't my parenting fail, this is his parenting fail, but I'm just going to share it.
Casting blame already.
He shouted at the boys so loudly the other day in the garden that he texted all our neighbours to apologise. And you know when people would normally be like, oh no, we didn't hear anything. They all just text back saying, don't worry, it's perfectly normal. I was
Oh my God. They all heard. Me and my husband have talked about like gift buying a box of chocolates to our neighbour. We're semi-detached at the end, just to say not only did you survive like, you know, being in your home because he's retired and has to stay at home, but all this time he also survived hearing us shout at each other and the children. So I might just have to buy him a gift at the end of it.
That's amazing. I mean, you mentioned a bit about the risk assessments, Paula, and what the school is doing. The school, we all know the schools are doing the best they can to, you know, in terms of risk assessments, they're carrying everything out that they should be doing. Any kind of, or a little bit of advice that we could probably share is that they are doing everything they can to keep our children safe, you know, and it's not a case of being, you shouldn't need to feel pressured into sending your kids to school. You know, that is the advice as well that everybody's pushing out there. You know, if you feel safer having your kids at home, do that, you know, but also know that the school is doing everything they can to make sure that it is still a healthy, safe environment. For those that are able to go back in a couple of weeks get into that kind of school routine. We certainly feel that it'd probably benefit Faith if she could go back in just to kind of, you know, she's starting year two as well as Edith is. Kind of really sad that Edith might not be able to go back. Faith certainly found the jump from reception to year one difficult, you know, and then kind of having this to happen halfway through year one and then kind of start year two cold turkey, not having had the full experience and build up to the whole thing. We just kind of felt that actually, you know, whether it's 1 or 2 days a week, whatever it is, that it might just be beneficial for her. And she's okay with it. And again, like Wilbur, she just wants to see her friends. You know, she's got a little group of buddies that she wants to see again. But equally happy to kind of have our full attention. So we're trying to balance that all out. So, to bring some levity to a heavy discussion, what most random purchase, during lockdown? Paula's already grinning.
I thought it should go, Paula.
I think it's on you, Paula.
Oh no, I was thinking of all like the funny things I could imagine my husband saying. random purchases. We've had quite a few, to be honest, because you think, oh yeah, we're not going on holiday this year. We had a booked holiday actually, and we got all the money back. So then what should we spend that money on? I should add, my husband and I are so different when it comes to money. My husband is our 10-year planner. He's our saver. He works in finance and his job is to look after people's money. And so he is really saying,
coming, it starts panicking.
I may just bring out the sweats in him. And whereas I am very much like, can't take it with you, you know, store up your treasures in heaven. I hear myself saying that so many times. So I'm like, oh, well, we've got into our gardening a bit since lockdown. And our guilty pleasure is Gardener's World on a Friday night. Love it. I've even got like the dirty gardener fingernails.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you're telling us that you haven't bathed yet or.
Yeah. No, that's just like ingrained. Anyway, and so like my husband was saying, I did convince him that I needed a veg trug, which is basically a raised vegetable bed. And I said I needed this special one because so the dogs couldn't eat the vegetables that we were growing. As anyone who's listened before will know, my dogs eat a lot. And then I also, we had a friend here building a pergola in our garden for us to sit under, and I even got him to give me a price of what it would cost for him to make one so that I could say to my husband, no, it's cheaper to get it from the garden centre, don't offer to make one for me. And so yeah, so I bought a veg trug and it said easy assembly and it took me 3.5 hours in the sweltering heat yesterday afternoon to build it. And I mean, it's easy assembly if you're a carpenter. I am not a carpenter, and it was really hard work. So I'd say that's probably, and then I have the issue that I can't buy the greenhouse cover for the top of it. So any plants I've put in it today have wilted. And so that's not helping my cause in spending the money with my husband. He's just like, great. So now we can't put anything in it because they're just dying. And when it's full of compost, you can't lift to move it because it's too heavy. So I'd say so far, that's probably my most random purchase, other than a pizza baking tray, which came and actually won't fit a big pizza on it. So that again is another quickly hide it in the cupboard so Stephen doesn't find it purchase.
What about you? I was just thinking, how do you hide a veg trudge?
yeah, good question.
What about you, Grace?
I don't know if it's a random purchase, but at the beginning of all of this, when we thought it was going to be a long time, we bought the children a like swing slide combination thing. And a bit similar to you, Paula, it said like 2-man assembly, 8 hours, and it took about 3 days to assemble it. However, it was from European company and all of the wood arrived, but it was missing an assembly box. So we could build the tower with the slide but not the arm with the swings on it. So and it's still, no matter how much we've chased it, it hasn't arrived yet. So we've got all the wood in the pile in the garden, and I feel like lockdown will be over and the children can get back on a normal swing before they've even sat on the swing. They're not even going to want to go in our own swings in our garden we've waited 3 months for. So I felt at the beginning of lockdown, I was like, oh, it's going to come in 10 days. That's perfect. I'll have the whole of lockdown to, you know, swing to the heart's content. is still a pile of wood because the nuts and bolts haven't arrived. So, and if you use others, you void its warranty, don't you, on things like that. So, so there we go. My children will be, I'm sure it will still be a pile of wood in a year's time, and my children will be in Cholton Park swinging happily on the swings in there. But
he can use the wood to make you a veg trug.
Oh, oh yeah, that'd be lovely.
Done.
help retain the retaining wall.
Yeah.
I'm the one that came up with the question. I've been racking my brain. We're in the process of kind of moving and all the chaos that comes with that. And we Krista came back and it's like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, I don't know what that is. It's like, well, I'll give you a hint. It goes in the toilet. I'm like, still there. Basically, it's this black frame and it's a magazine holder and it's apparently this is what you put into your thing. And I'm like, you know, lockdown. This is our lockdown life when you're still able to go buy magazine racks.
I mean, or your bathroom.
You know, clearly it's a first world problem.
First world lockdown.
First world lockdown.
Is that like, is she trying to tell you that you spend too much time in the loo?
Well, me or Faye, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's probably the most random thing I could think of. I find myself kind of being going into the store is by myself, kind of that moment of that bit of space. So I've just been ages kind of walking around the little aisles that have like little knickknacks, and you're kind of going, do I really want that? I mean, I'll just take it out of the grocery budget, it'll be fine. That sort of thing. So, but yeah, just can't really think of anything more random than some random magazine holder in the bathroom. We haven't had a magazine in our bathroom for about 8 years. So
yeah, who has time with children to read a magazine in the bathroom?
So, Wilbur loves a toilet read. Oh, that kid, I really should be washing the books, really. To be fair. He loves a bathroom read, and he also strips off when he's on. I think I've said that before. So he naked reads on the toilet. He keeps his socks on.
You should just laminate the book pages and stick them around the loo, and he can just
just sit and read.
Wipe the ground before the guests come in.
Yeah.
So as we come to an end, we usually end off this way. Let's have a parenting fail or two, and we'll try and follow that up with a win. Let's start off with Grace, who's looking ready.
Oh no. I don't know. I don't have any funny ones this week. I think my parenting fail is just, as I mentioned earlier, like my 6-year-old's suffering a bit this week. I just feel like I'm missing the mark a little bit to find out what it is that, so it's probably a more serious parenting fail. Not that it's getting us down or anything, but you know, when you just can't find the thing to turn it around.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure we will, but that's probably our parenting, not a fail, but just not a win either, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll come back around for a win. What about you, Paula? Parenting fail.
So I think on a serious note, similarly to Grace, the thing with Wilbur is bothering me. It's just I'm like, am I not making it fun enough? Am I not? They both seem to want dad all the time, which really annoys me.
Like, yeah, go. Yeah, but you ask dad.
Seeing as dad spends most of the day with these headphones on, that is computer, the peace and quiet. Have I mentioned that before? dad like runs out tonight and has a water fight with them after dinner, and I'm just like muttering in the corner. Make sure you keep everything dry. Anyway, so that's a serious one. On a funny note, I'll keep this as clean as I possibly can, but just as a warning to anyone, if your children are listening, and don't, mate, you might not want them to listen to this bit. But I had an epic parenting fail this week, and it's linked to the veg trug. So prior to buying the veg trug.
I feel like you missed the veg trug thing at a critical point in the story to build up to where we are now.
Prior to buying the veg truck, my husband and I were having lots of discussions about the veg truck because about whether it was worth the money. And so to try and convince my husband, we were in the kitchen. We thought both the children were outside in the garden. And I said to my husband that I could think of some really nice treats for him if I was allowed to buy the veg truck. And I verbalised those treats. And as I walked away, I said to my husband, I'm like a hooker trying to get things off of you for other things. And as I turned around, my 11-year-old was still in the lounge. Oh. And I genuinely thought he was in the garden. And fortunately, his head was in his phone. And he would then talk to us about Pokemon. So I think, but I had the biggest panic where I bit my fingers because I was so scared of what he'd heard. Instead of just stopping and changing the subject, I then felt like I had to try and cover my tracks. So I then went back to my husband's and trying to cover up all the things I'd said. And so that was my real parenting fail this week.
Follow that, Ivan.
Feel free to edit that, Ivan. But I got the veg truck.
Oh, Paula. We're trying to keep this PG, but we're going to have to put a rating on this one.
Maybe a 15.
I don't have anything to compete with that.
That was a fail, not a win.
Not a win.
Parenting fail, veg truck win.
That was so good. it's thrown me a lot. What about a win, Grace? We're going to come back to you for a win. What's a win for you this week or the last couple of weeks?
I don't know. I feel like everything's a bit vague this week because I'm feeling vague about everything. I just think it's been, although my eldest is struggling with the lack of routine and all of that this week, we have been able to eat outside together because the weather's been so lovely. So we've just been doing all three meals and snacks because I do promise that I do feed my children and not just throw it at them. we've been doing all of that outside all together. Yeah. Outside. So, and the children find that really exciting, don't they? When you're like, can we have breakfast? We can eat our cereal outside on the table. And that's just out of their minds. You're like crazy for them, isn't it? So they've taken really real joy in that. And my 3-year-old is still not very good with an open cup. So I just feel better when she tips her blackcurrant on the patio rather than on my lounge, on my dining room floor. So
the dog can lick it up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been really lovely actually, just being able to get outside and eat together for every single meal.
That's great. That's great. Moving on from your veg truck win, Paula, parenting.
No,
win.
That was a fail. It was a fail.
What about a win for the week or last couple of weeks?
I suppose at least it was with my husband. Well, that would have been a, anyway, my parenting win. Why is it that the fails come so easily and the wins? I'm like racking my brain. My boys, so just before my husband was talking to Grace and Ivan, we were saying, so my parenting win for this week is my boys were so proud of me because I did my first wee outdoors on a dog walk. And they were so happy watching their mum pee in the woods. And it had taken me ages because this couple had followed us for their whole walk. And so I was so desperate that we all had to run a bit to get further away from them so that I had time to jump in the bush and wee. And they just thought it was hilarious that they had to watch. And then they're going, they're coming. And I'm like, you're giving it away. And so, yeah. So that's my parenting win. My boys were really proud of my outdoor wee.
I'll get hold of the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme at the church, and they can give you your certificate for
my
being
certificate.
In the woods.
Welcome to the Bennetts.
Yeah, that's great. Our win has really been today. Actually, we've kind of let faith dictate the day a little today, and just it really just kind of paid off a little. We've kind of given her a little bit of freedom to say, actually, I don't want to do that today, or I don't want to go here, or I don't want to go there. As a result, just had a calmer day, and, you know, breakfast and lunch was easier. She went shopping with Christy, to go get some food in the house. And, so yeah, I think, you know, we all kind of took it slower this morning. Like I said, Christy's on a half term break with work. So, you know, we'd all just kind of tapped off the gas a little, and that's really helped us. So that's been really, really great for us in terms of that. I was trying to think of a fail, and there's so many. I would hate to bring any of them up. And I just can't compete with Paula's story because it's just so good.
I'm so sorry. I'm a real chronic oversharer. My husband loves me loads. It's a good job, really.
So I think, you know, as we wrap up tonight, as it's been so great spending time with you guys, you know, for those of you listening, we've got our Kids and Youth Facebook page and Instagram page. We've also got, for the older kids, older youth, we've got the hashtag Be More Jesus Instagram page. And, you know, if there's anything you want us to talk about or chat about, just send us a message on any of those and we'd love to catch up with you. Also just wanted to give a shout out to our Pandemic Pastoral podcast guys. They're doing a great job. And they've got some great podcasts out on anxiety and joblessness at this time. And, you know, there's some really great stuff going on there. So if you wanted to listen to another podcast, that'd be great. Reach out to those guys. They'd love to hear from you. So from me, Ivan, Grace, and Paula, it's been great spending time with you this evening. And look forward to seeing you and chatting to you again soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Give everybody a wave.